Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Elder Jason Warren. Thank you for joining us in Bible study here at Divine Word Ministries. Today we're going to be in Matthew 14 chapter. We'll start at 22nd verse. Everybody's ready. And it reads, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was alone there, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out with them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said, and Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. Our topic today is simply come, simply the word come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for delivering your word. God, now it's your time to teach your word. God, I pray less of me and more of you, none of me and all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords what you are having to say to these, your people. And we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So if we look back, we go back to the beginning of this. This is right after Jesus has fed the 5,000 with the two fish and five loaves of bread. So he's already done some miracles. He's already performed some miracles. And the disciples are in the boat, and they're being tossed and turned by the winds and the waves. And this is the part that I like about this, is because if you look at this, they're in the boat. The disciples are in the boat. They see Jesus just now, just a few minutes ago. They see him feed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. They just seen him do that. And they get in the boat, and the boat is starting to toss them to and fro. It's starting to toss them, and they see Jesus, and they immediately get afraid. And he tells them, he says, "Don't be afraid, because it is I. It is I." And they're still fearful. And how you know that they're still fearful is because Peter's reply. Peter said, "Okay, God, if that's you, then tell me I can come." So they're still afraid. But Jesus' answer to them, or to Peter, is one simple answer. He said, "Come." That's all he said, was one simple word. He said, "Come." And so this lesson is simply do it. That's the whole lesson. Jesus is telling you, okay, if you want to do it, then do it. If you believe that you can do it, then do it. When I looked at this word, when I looked at the word come means to move or travel toward or in a place thought of as near or familiar to the speaker. So Jesus is telling him, come. Why? Because I've already been there. I've already done that. I've already been in that place that I'm telling you to come. So I know that you can do it. I'm telling you what I've already been. Because he's the beginning, the end, and the present. He's omnipresent. So he's done all this before. And so when you ask God, okay, God, can I do this? Can I go there? He's like, yeah, do it. Come on. Can I open this job? Can I start this job? Yes, go ahead. Can I open this business? Yeah, go ahead. Can I buy this house? Yes, go ahead. Can I get this car? Yes, go ahead. Why? Because I've already equipped you with the ability to do that in just what I'm telling you that you're able to do. Why? Because I've already been there. I've already done that. So I already know what that looks like. I already know what is required. I already know what it takes. And so now Jesus is talking to Peter. And Jesus is walking on the water. And Peter asks him, he said, okay, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come. And Jesus tells him, come. And then immediately, Peter got out of the boat and started doing that what Jesus told him that he can do. And so that brings us to the next point, which is, if Jesus said you can do it, then that means you have, you're able, you're more than capable of doing just that what he said that you can do. So if he told you that you can open a business, then you're capable of opening a business. If he said that you could buy a house, then you're capable of buying a house. If he said that you could buy a car, then you're capable of buying a car. You're capable of doing everything that he told you that you can do, because he knows that you can do it. Why? Because he's God. He's been there already. He's been in that place before. So he knows what you're capable and what you're not capable of doing. And he's not going to tell you that you can do something that you're not capable of doing. And so he tells him, he says, okay, yes, you can do it. Come on. Come on. You want to go? You want to walk on water like I am? Come on. Let's do it. Now, this is the part that gets me. He says, verse 30, it says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. We're talking about Peter, and began to sink. Now, this is the part that, like I said, this is the part that gets me, because the wind was there all along. If y'all remember, in verse 22-23, it says the ship was being tossed by the wind. So the wind had already been there. The wind was there when he asked Jesus, hey, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come. And he stepped out on the boat and he began to walk on the water. The wind was there then. So why now is the wind troubling him? Why is he afraid of the wind now? What changed his perception? What changed what's going on in his life? What happened is life happened. And so this is the same thing that's happening to us, is Jesus is telling you, okay, yeah, you can do it. Go ahead and do that. And so then you get out and you start stepping out on the water, and you start walking on the water, and you're walking on the water on faith. You're beginning to open up your business. You're beginning to start a new job. You're beginning to buy a house. You're beginning to buy a car. But then life happens and you begin to forget what Jesus has already told you. Jesus already told you, come on. So if he already told you, come on, then that means nothing in this world can stop you from doing what Jesus said do. It's because you get afraid of what's going on. You get afraid of the wind and the wave tossing you to and fro. But if you notice, the wind tossed him, but he didn't begin to sink until he started getting afraid, until he started to take his eyes off of what God had told him that he's supposed to be doing. He said, okay, if you want to walk on the water, come on, come to me. And then he sees the winds and the waves, and he begins to get afraid of the fact that he's doing what Jesus told him to do, and he begins to sink. Now, this is Jesus' answer to that. He says, he cries out, and he says, save me, Lord. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said, ye of little faith. Now this is my part. So he says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. And I heard somebody a while back, they had preached this, and they said, okay, you have to be close enough to Jesus so that he can reach out his hand and catch you. But I beg to differ on that, because Jesus's hand stretches mighty. His hand stretches a long ways. So you can be far off from Jesus and he can still reach out his hand and catch you, because he's not a right here in the present type Jesus. He can stretch a ways away. And so because he's saying Jesus reached out his hand and immediately caught him, we don't know how far he was, but I'm going to say he was a good distance off from Jesus, and Jesus was still able to reach down and catch him before he sinks, because Jesus can reach down and catch you at any point in your life. Wherever you're at in your life, he can catch you before you sink. And so we have to be mindful of that fact, that Just because it looks like we're failing doesn't mean that Jesus is going to let us fail. Just because it looks like the winds and the waves are tossing us doesn't mean that we can't do what Jesus told us to do. And so, you see, the wind was tossing Peter back and forth, and that's when he began to get afraid. He began to get afraid because the wind was tossing him, but he was still walking on the water. He was still sitting there walking on the water. Although the wind was tossing him to and fro, he didn't begin to sink until he stopped, until he took his mind off of what Jesus was telling him. And so if we keep our mind on what Jesus is telling us to do, then we can do that same thing that Jesus is telling us that we can do, because he is capable of providing for us, just like he said. He said, I'm your provider. So then why don't we let him provide? If he says, okay, do this, then that's what you can and that's what you should be able to do. And that's pretty much it. Any questions?